Previously on Cliff and Kindle, Coast to Coast.
Thanks for the shows this year. Our roast caused quite a scene. Dolores was kind of mean.
And who could forget the time we met Napoleon and Josephine? How surprising it was.
I don't know what sexy is, and neither do they. It's time for Cliff and Kindle, Coast to Coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall and all the friends are here and ready to go. And now that you, the listener, are here, we're ready to start the show.
Oh, Kendall, I'm frustrated.
I was about to say, Cliff, I'm so frustrated over here dealing with what I'm working on over here.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall.
And I'm even more frustrated now.
All right, Kendall, it's frustration this week on Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
I think they got that, Cliff. I'm sorry.
I want you to say how it's an internet talk show and all that.
You want me to say that?
Yeah, let's hear you say it.
Let's mix it up a little bit.
Let's hear it for the boys.
Cliff and Kendall, we're an internet talk show. We talk about things such as clean week,
yeah.
Salute to the lawyers,
yeah. Oh,
salute to the elderly, you know, like Snubbed, all kind of great shows we do every week to help
things.
You, to help us, to help America.
We do it to help the world.
The world. Heal the world.
We are the
making
world.
A better place.
This is a live medley. Coming out here.
Yeah, all at once.
This is just coming out. It's like a zit. Just
I know you've been frustrated with me.
Oh,
we got this new computer in the lobby. And Charles, of course, did not know how to hook it up or do anything. Is a damn PC that I know nothing about.
Who knows how to hook up a PC these days? Am I right?
But I tried to work on this thing, and I wanted to throw the thing out the window. I've been so frustrated at it, I can't even speak.
Well, I keep telling you need to reboot it.
Cliff, that doesn't help in everything. Oh, reboot that.
Sorry. You know, I heard someone say on a commercial the other day, they said you always clear the cache on the computer.
Oh, the cache.
Isn't it cache?
Well.
Cache, cash, tomato, tomato.
I refuse to say cash. If that truly is the pronunciation of that, I will never refer to it again. I just am throwing that out there. I'm going there. I'm not afraid to tackle the tough topics.
I'm
not afraid.
I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Seeking, I'm like Eminem.
Well, Cliff, you know what you need to do?
Eat M&M's.
No, you don't need to eat M&M's. That's the one thing you do not need to do. What you need to do...
Journal it.
...is learn what the triggers are that are making you this way.
What are they? Come on.
Well, what do you mean, what are they?
I'm saying.
It's personal
to you. Find the triggers. Find them. I'm agreeing.
Do you get frustrated when you are forced to wait and do nothing?
Yes.
Do you feel angry after a direct argument?
Of course.
All these things, it's like an infomercial, Cliff. You got to find out what those triggers are and then try to ignore them. If you cannot avoid it, you may be more prepared to try the following coping mechanisms I'm talking about in a minute.
Okay, stay tuned for those. Listeners,
sorry, I had to take a break from my long speech.
I was just settling in. Kendall, if you are frustrated, come on. First thing you got to do, just accept reality. Just say, hey, this is my new normal. All right? This is it. This is it from now on. Hell.
That sounds depressing.
Hell on earth.
It's like, well, this is it.
This is it. This is life, the one you get to go and have a ball.
You know, Cliff, one of the things I've discovered.
This is it. Yeah.
One of the things I've discovered.
Sure.
Is not only accept your reality, but change your expectations of others.
Sure. Hey, how about
if
this?
If you keep thinking that person's going to change, they're not.
Have none. Have no
expectations.
Have no expectations.
That's the world we live in. Have no expectations.
Yeah. Listen, if Charles Dickens were alive today, that's what that book would be called. All right. Whatever you just said. A Tale of Two Titties is what my book would be called. If he wrote a book about me, and it would be the saddest book ever put on paper. Kindle.
It's got a sad ending.
Kindle, if you are frustrated by maybe you've downloaded a show, you're like, what the hell? Will they ever get to a point? I want you to stop blaming yourself.
Keep
it's
waiting.
Not your fault. Mm-hmm. Come on. It's the world's fault. Isn't it society? That's what I think. Whenever I think of like sin and how all the super religious, right? They want you to think, oh, you're sinning and you're doing all this stuff. I'm like, wouldn't God understand? It's a bitch to be alive. Come on. You think God's not up there saying, look, I get it.
Can we not make that our new motto? Cliffing it coast to coast. It's a bitch to be alive.
I think I'm just saying what everybody's thinking.
I'm thinking it, Cliff. Trust me. Now, I hate to bring this up.
Then don't.
No, I do. Because it's on every fucking list we get every week about any subject.
No.
Exercise.
No.
It'll reduce stress and it'll reduce your frustration.
I don't think so.
It'll reduce a lot of stuff. If I could ever do it.
If we could ever do it, Kendall, I'm no longer holding out hope that we can. I've given it up.
Kendall, don't give it up yet.
Speaking of...
Give us one more week.
Kendall, I was the other day at the library shelving books.
As you often are.
And some little girl came over to me and she was asking where to shelve this book. And I was trying to explain the Dewey Decimal System to her and the minutia of, you know, when you carry it out to that last decimal place.
You stopped trying to explain to me.
I said, you can't get it.
I can't. I don't know. I can understand it.
I like performing arts. The 700s. Go. And you just can't get it. It's like Crockpot, who never could get a hang of the filing system. Mm-hmm. Our filing system is based on the Dewey Decimal System. I kept trying to get her. I'm like, okay, put the jokes. They're 403.678. She couldn't get it. Couldn't get it. Listen, Austin is just getting the hang of it. He's worked for us for years. And he's just getting the hang of it through some of these courses he's taken at the community mm-hmm. college. But anyway, Kendall, back to the story. There was a young girl who came up. We were talking Dewey Decimals, bookshelving, if you will. And I eventually gave up trying to teach her like I have you. And she started telling me about her life, okay? She said, telling me about her dad, and she said, you know, lately, he's been saying the C word a lot.
Oh, shit.
That's what I thought. And, you know, I feel terrible. We used to say the C word all the time in college, and I feel bad. I feel like we should not say it. I don't think it's a good thing. I never meant it as a pejorative for women, but people see it that way, and I think that's a good enough reason to stop using it. Mm-hmm. But, anyway, she's like, my dad using the C word all the time, and...
How old was this girl?
She was like, I don't know, 9, 10, I don't know. Oh my God. Young girl, who can tell? I can't tell. They're little. She's like, cussing the C word. And I said, okay, whatever. Tried to change the subject. Tried to go back into, like, exactly where you can find, like, the reptiles, what number that would be, 804. But, and she's like, no, do you know, like, what I'm talking about? What word I'm talking about? And I was like, I'm not sure I do, but let's talk about reptiles. And she said, he's been saying the C word, crap, a lot. And I was relieved beyond measure. And then she did also say, he's also been saying this shit word, too. Which I thought was mild in comparison to what I'd already done. And so what I want people to take away from this little monologue into my life, I want people to understand that it's our assumptions that
our choices here.
Yes, that ruin what you, because we always ascribe meaning to everything when most things don't mean anything. We always think, oh my God, it's the worst. We think the worst when it's nothing. He's just been saying crap. Which is what our listeners and critics have been saying of our show for years. And
that was the most beautiful speech you've ever given on our show.
When I think to myself of beautiful speeches, Kendall, I think, is the price right?
Is the price right for this show? Absolutely free.
Free. Listeners are saying no.
No, it's not right. It's not right. You need to be paying me to listen to it.
Pay me for this shit. All right, but we're saying,
sorry, that's not going to happen this time.
We're being paid chicken feed.
Yes, I'm talking to you, Mr. Snubbottom.
Shaking his head like he has nothing to do with the budget.
Is this price right, Cliff?
Is the price right? Come on.
How much is it for a first edition print of Uncle Tom's Cabin? Do you know? What do you think?
Do you know where you're going to? Do you like the things Uncle Tom is showing you? Uncle Tom's Cabin, first of all, I'm offended that anybody wants to sell me a first edition of Uncle Tom's Cabin. I'm going to say $60,000.
Oh, no. You're over, Cliff. Over? You're over.
I really was thinking 14,000.
If it was 15.
That's really what I thought in my head, but then I thought, no, it surely is going to be worth more than that.
Oh, yeah, sure. That's what you
And I quadrupled.
I only know this because I saw a Uncle Tom's Cabin print at a yard sale down on the street off of Main Street of Bushtown.
And it was $15,000?
No. And I Googled it. And it said a first edition $15,000. And for a minute, I almost peed my pants. Yeah. And then I looked at it. It was like, no, it was printed in 1947 or whatever.
Yeah. Who gives a fuck about them? Kendall.
What? That price was right.
The price is right. Is it right, everybody? I don't know. For cranberry and sage, that's the seasonal flavor of Triscuits. Is the price right? How much do you think?
Oh, a Triscuit, a Trask.
This is a Triscuit, a Trasket. This is the Food and More price for the cranberry and sage. Only right now, guys.
At the Food and More.
Food and More. Falls under the category of food.
$4.59, Bob.
Oh my god. No, this is the 9.5 ounce box. This is not a giant family size. I don't know why I'm trying to help you. I should just go ahead and say no.
$2.50.
Oh my god. We are telepathically transmitting prices this week, everybody. It's happening in the studio.
This is
what's happening. It's $2.50. The price was right. This is the next one is the true test.
All right, Cliff. I don't know if you're gonna get this. I'm sorry.
Were those coincidence or are we telepathically linked regarding prices?
How much is it for a 1 year of membership to the Cookie of the Month Club?
They're
good cookies.
I'm looking in my head
they're
for a
really
number.
They're really good cookies.
I'm looking in my brain for a number. I'm literally looking. This is what I see.
I'm sending it to you. Telepathically.
I see $210.
Oh, no, Cliff. It's more.
More?
Yeah, I'll help you out. We've got it on the second try every time. Our brain's too fat to get it on the first try.
$350.
Oh, God. $329.
Oh.
So close.
That's pretty close.
That was really close. The price was right.
I'm going to go ahead and say we're pretty psychic. This is the next one is the true test. Listen up,
listeners.
Here
comes the true test. This has been the most fun we've ever had.
Kendall, this is for, it's a hot toy this holiday season. Kendall, this is for Disney's Frozen Flashing Lights Karaoke Machine.
Oh my god, a karaoke machine. $189.
This is a karaoke machine for children with Disney's Frozen characters on it. This is not for your professional DJs, if you were...
It's not like a big machine.
It's a karaoke machine. It's not a giant.
$49.
Well, I guess we're not really telepathically linked after all. The price was not right. Kendall, it's $65.88 at Walmart.
Well, close enough.
Sure. Sure. Sure.
All right, you want one more.
One more, Kendall. What is the price right? Come on.
Is the price right? A PlayStation. I know we're not big gamers, Cliff. Mm-hmm. A PlayStation 4 game console.
$2.99.
More.
$3.99.
Yes, $3.99 exactly.
I saw it online today, so anyway.
Oh, you did?
Last one, damn Kendall. It. Finally. This is what I want for Christmas, by the way. One share of Google Inc. stock.
Google?
One share of Google.
I know nothing about the stock market.
Neither did I. This was news to me.
$5.
No. Quite a bit more. $535.
Oh. That's why I don't have any.
That's what I said when I saw it. All right, Kendall, that's all for Is the Price Right.
I gotta take a break.
I gotta go buy some of these hot items that we've just discussed.
In 100 years, none of this will matter, so you might as well keep listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Este é crânio igual ao crânio de qualquer motociclista. E este é capacete igual ao capacete de qualquer motociclista. E este é acidente igual a qualquer acidente. Como vê, mais vale cumprir o código.
We now return to your magic time. Cliff and Kendall are back.
Thank you.
back.
Oh, Cliff, did that frustrate you at all?
Yes.
Well, now you know how I felt all those years before.
Oh, Kendall, I am
payback time, bitch.
And it is a bitch. And I don't think that's a good term for a woman either.
I'm talking to you.
I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you. Kendall, do you have a minute? Can I stop you right where in your tracks and ask you if you have a minute?
Yeah, only if you promise to keep it a minute.
Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. It's a media minute.
It's over, media minute.
Here we are, Kendall. The media, of course, stops for no man, no woman, no child, no animal. The media is unstoppable, and I've got a healthy dose of media here for you. Kendall, now, of course, in my life, I have had some terrible relationships. But, Kendall, there's somebody else out there who's beating me in weird dating, okay? And it is partially media because who this 26-year-old woman is dating is none other than crazed psychopath Charles Manson.
Oh my gosh, I saw that on the internet today.
Kendall, did you hear wedding bells when you saw it? Because
I was like, oh, look at that beautiful couple.
Psycho killer, horrible convicted criminal, and cult leader Charles Manson. He's getting married while I'm here living single. Draw your own conclusions from that, listener.
Yeah.
That's better left just unsaid.
I don't even know what to say to it. I'm speaking.
Better left unsaid. In other news, that's all right.
All right.
Kendall, the star of How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days and Ghosts of Girlfriends Past, has finally received his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Yes, Matthew McConaughey. He's got a star, Kendall.
I submit for us to get one every year, and nobody has responded.
No, nobody has responded. People have let their dogs shit all over our studio outside.
I'm trying to start a Walk of Fame here in Busheltown, but nobody will pay for it.
Nobody wants to see that shit. Also, nobody wants to see the giant animatronic squirrel that Charles has placed out of our studio. Oh. People keep knocking it over every night, and Charles just props it back up, still riding pumpkins everywhere.
It smells awful outside.
Why he won't pick those up, I don't know. Why won't our contractor pick up those riding pumpkins?
Why won't our contractor do anything?
Come on. All right, other media. Ken?
Yeah.
There's a cold front moving in. Ooh, hot in Cleveland. No longer hot. Been canceled.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Kendall, the show recently celebrated its 100th episode, which we did ourselves like 10 years ago.
Why would they do it after that?
Well, it's over. It's no longer hot. Cold front moving in.
Poor Betty White.
Why poor Betty White? She's had an illustrious career. Uh-huh. Everything gets canceled sometimes, except for us. We have been picked up for the back 900. Kendall, and finally, in media news, if you have a minute. Kendall, the Oxford English Dictionary. They've added some new words this year.
Oh, I hope.
To the dictionary.
I hope something to do with us.
The first one is, Kendall, it's called normcore. Have you heard this?
No, I have not.
It's not a core of people who look like Norm from Cheers, which is what we are. This is normcore, and this is us. These are people who deliberately dress unfashionably as a fashion statement. And
oh, well, then they do deal with us.
Yeah, if you've ever seen us and thought, God, they look like a couple of big fat squares, it's on purpose.
Like, they know what they're doing.
They know what they're doing. We were this before you were. Kendall, a word I hate. I hate this. I hate when I see it. I hate when I hear people say it.
Broccoli?
Bae. B-A-E. You know this word?
No. What is it?
You don't know this word?
It's like a bow?
Kind of. It's like your honey. Your boo. It's bae. I guess, do you not follow like 24 Harry Styles pick things on Instagram?
I don't follow anything on Instagram, Cliff. I follow the pie truck down the street.
I will follow him. Kendall, well, if you did follow 1,000 Harry Styles fan sites on Instagram, you would see this word a lot. It's terrible. And also, the last one, Kendall, is vape. People be vaping.
Oh, God, I do hate vaping.
People be straight.
I see one more person walking down the street vaping. And yeah, sure, I love that it doesn't smell like cigarette smoke everywhere, but I'm like, you still look stupid.
Ooh, baby, too close to home.
I kind of think it's fun. If I could vape, like, a big breakfast at Tiffany's, long, you know, those long cigarette things. Like
maybe they could make it more stylish.
Yeah, if I could convince myself that I was as elegant as Audrey Hepburn as I was vaping, I would do it, Kendall. And that's all for the media.
Oh, thank you.
You love it.
I'm just frustrated, Cliff. I'm frustrated. Those kind of stories are dominating the news. We not should... the real problems. Like,
well, all right, if you want to do next week's show about ISIS, we can do that.
No, I'm not talking about during our media minute. I'm talking about
you keep suggesting an ISIS-themed episode, and I'm just not down for it.
Not listen to me.
I'm frankly glad he keeps voting that down, Kendall. But what I want to do is not talk about ISIS anymore. I want to help some people, for God's sake.
Well, that's all I want to do, Cliff. Let's help some people.
All I want to do is help some people.
You've got questions. We've got answers. Dear Cliff and Kendall.
Of course. Dear me. All right, Kendall, do you have a letter?
I do. Hold on. Oh, I actually tore the letter.
Why did you tear the letter?
I thought it was in the envelope. It was just a folded letter. Dear Cliff and Kendall, I'm a 50-year-old man in a relationship.
Oh, well, I'm sorry for that.
I'm a 50-year-old man in a relationship with a woman who is 42. She says I need to trade in my briefs for boxer shorts because they are outdated and nobody wears those anymore. She also told me only 9-year-old boys wear tidy whities and they are a turnoff. I've always worn fly front briefs. I don't like boxers because I find them uncomfortable. What can I do to fix this problem? She will not look at it from my perspective, and that's likes it brief in Florida, Cliff. What the hell is this person going to do?
Tell her that you're normcore, and it's a fashion statement, and if she can't get with how fashion forward you are at 50, then just tell her to go find some boxer wearing 60-year-old to give it to. Okay?
Way to go, Cliff.
Way to go. It's a blow for boxers, or for briefs. It's a blow for briefs. Oh. All right, this one is for us, Kendall. It starts this way, a familiar old phrase, dear Cliff and Kendall.
That's us.
Dear Cliff and Kendall, I'm not a drinker, unlike Kendall.
I was about to sound like me.
Yesterday, it says that in here. You must listen to the show. Yesterday was my birthday. Oh. And after having more than my usual glass of wine, I kind of passed out on my friend's husband's bed. Uh-oh. We happened to be out of town together on business on my birthday. Nothing weird. He took off my shoes and clothes. Nothing weird. He pushed me to the side, and then we went to sleep. Cliff and Kendall, nothing happened. I repeat, Cliff and Kendall, nothing happened. He did put his arm over me once, but that quite possibly was from habit. Kendall, Cliff, do I say something to my friend? Cliff and Kendall, do I wait for him to say something to me or to her? Kendall, Cliff, do we just ignore it and then I don't drink that much again? Cliff and Kendall, I'm not sure what my responsibility is here. And that is signed, Nothing Happened in Norway. That was translated from the Norwegian. Kendall.
You just ignore it.
Ignore it. Ignore. That's a man's response for you. Ignore, ignore, ignore. And I would probably say the same thing. Just pretend it didn't happen. If nothing really happened, then hey, nothing happened.
Yes, exactly.
What happens when you're away on business on your birthday, drinking too much with your best friend's husband, stays when you're away for business on your birthday, drinking with your best friend's husband. Hey. Kendall, we are so quick and succinct at answering these people's questions, at fixing lives.
Well, we've gotten so good at it, Cliff.
We have gotten so good at it.
We've helped so many people.
We have helped. We've helped a lot of people, Kendall. It's something I'm proud of.
I am proud of that.
Why is Mrs. Potterbutter Butterchurn coming in here with a big gift bag?
Oh my God, what is that for?
Why is she coming in? What?
Oh dear.
Welcome. Is that a gift for us?
No, dear. I'm afraid it's not, dear. It's for Mr. Snotbottom.
Oh my God, he's asleep out there. Does he know what you've got?
Dear, he's always asleep, dear. It's very frustrating, I must say.
Well, it is beautifully wrapped, that package. Now, did you have that wrapped at the mini mall? Or...
Oh dear, no, I would never leave that into someone else's hands, dear.
No.
Of course, I wrapped it myself. thrice, dear. I wanted to make sure I did it correctly.
I love when you open a gift and then it's got more wrapping paper and then more.
Oh, yeah.
I love that. Just, it just keeps getting better and better, dear.
It does. What a beautiful gift. Now, is that like bowel jiggler machine that he's been eyeing?
Oh, of course, dear. It's supposed to be wonderful for the bowels, dear. And I hope it is, dear, because I can't take it anymore.
No.
It is a stench.
It's frustrating.
It really is. And I can kind of smell it from in here, even though it's asleep.
I better go give him the bowel jiggler then.
All right. Well, you guys have a happy anniversary of whatever. And we'll see you later, okay?
Oh, thank you, dear. Toodaloo. Oh, goodbye. Oh, well, that's wonderful. He's got a bowel jiggler, Cliff.
Wonderful.
I hope he doesn't use it around here.
When I think to myself how wonderful it is.
And Cliff, that just makes me sad.
It makes you sad. It makes me sad. Come on.
I stand a perpetual. You know, I feel like as I walk around through life, I hear this sad music all the time because that's what my life has turned into.
Well, what I hear is like the terror music from when Michael Myers is standing right behind a tree. And that is what I hear. I hear like the Halloween. That's the music that I feel like scores my life. Like I am in constant fear because terror is right outside.
That was terrible. Cliff, if right in the face.
Thinking out to me.
If our listeners are terrorized like I am,
God, go to cliffandkendall.blogspot.com,
facebook.com/cliffandkendall, email us at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com, or give us a call on our fat line at 818-308-4FAT, and listen to us at Sunday morning at 4 a.m. on KBSH.
Why?
99.
I wish that you would. Now, Kendall, speaking of KBSH in the studio that we're at, I will update listeners. They're wondering, they're saying, how did the signing go? The Bette Midler CDs, Hanky's Books and Bake, the few that, you know, didn't want to come out. Well, I will say that Kendall overslept. He did not get there at 4 a.m. to support me silently the way I had requested.
4 a.m. is really early. It was cold. It was snowing.
Like, I wouldn't come to support you if you did something courageous like this. There was a line out the door. Now, and I assumed that they were for me, but of course, I went in, and there was like a special on worms. You got two scoops for the price of one.
Oof.
And I sat there. I did sign a couple Bette Midler It's the Girls CDs, and it was a nice time.
One had of those people with my mother in a hat.
Yeah, and I know, and I complimented her on the hat. She was here for Thanksgiving, and, you know, she was there. She helped me set up the karaoke machine, so when I did the numbers from the album, and
she didn't want you to get hurt.
Well, she was nice. Now, I don't know why it took you until noon to get there, but
I woke up at 11:45.
Okay, well, Kendall, here's a quote. Is that where we are?
Yes.
No matter what, nobody can take away the dances you've already had. And that was said by Gabriel Garcia Marquez.
But I'd have had to miss the dance. That was perfect pitch. No. But expectation is the mother of all frustration. That was Antonio Banderas.
Did I not just tell you to release all your expectations?
Yes.
Did I do that 30 or 40 minutes
release
ago?
Release your expectations.
Release them. Kendall, I am learning every day to allow the space between where I am and where I want to be to inspire me and not terrify me. And that was said by Hoss, Tracy Ellis Ross.
Oh, it just frustrates me. Frustration, although quite painful at times, is a very positive and essential part of success. And that was said by Bo Bennett.
Ho! Bennett. Kendall, you alone are enough. You have nothing to prove to anybody. And that was said by who? Maya Angelou.
Maya Angelou. Oh, that was beautiful, Cliff.
Take me home, frustration road, to a place I can be frustrated. Take me home, frustration road. I'm Cliff.
And I'm Kendall. Thanks for listening. We'll see you here next week.
No.
Biatch.
cup.
Don't got nothing for that one.
Don't got nothing for that one, Kendall. Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.blogspot.com.
Ooh.